What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We've been doing a lot of space engineering, but the fun stuff is imagining what's in the future that I will not live in. And one of them is interstellar space. That's right. And the best we have of that is an interstellar object. Comet 3I Atlas. What is it, Bob, and what are we going to do about it?
Well, we're not going to do much about it, to be very honest, but the scientists are studying as best as they can. It's already flown past the sun. It's on its way out of the solar system, but the data from it has been really fascinating. It is a comet. It is remarkably like comets in our solar system, which is quite significant because it indicates our solar system is not that much different than others. That's at least the preliminary results. But we have new results that suggest that it isn't as similar to our comets as our comets are. Scientists using the ALMA telescope in Chile have determined that interstellar comet 3I Atlas is enriched in deuteronium, which is a variation of heavy water, as much as 30 times more than found in ordinary solar system comets and 40 times more that's found on Earth. What this suggests is that the formation process, when this formed, this comet formed in whatever solar system it did out there somewhere in the galaxy sometime in the past, we don't know how long ago, the conditions were different. They think it was, let me see if I get the words right, different physical and chemical conditions than our own. But they really don't understand the differences except that it was different. And so that just tells us once again, the universe is going to have very varied and we're going to have lots of variations within classes. You're going to have solar systems. They're going to all be similar in certain ways, but they're all going to be unique in their own ways. And that's what this comet has now told
us. Deuterium enrichment exceeding Earth's ocean value by more than a factor of about 40. And typical solar system cometary values by more than a factor of about 30. That's odd, Bob. Does anybody wonder, have they come across anything like this before in our solar system?
No, this is different. This is different. But it just indicates that the solar system that formed this comet was different. It was a solar system. It produced comets, just like ours does, but there were variations. Come back to what I've said to you before. Practically every object we've looked at in our own solar system has been unique in its own way, surprisingly so. We've not come across almost no similar objects. Same thing. Why should we expect solar systems to all be the same?
Because I'm wearing my Andromeda strain hat. That's why.
I don't think it's going to attack us, John. We don't have to worry about that.
The question is there something that is suggested here that is discontinuous with our stability? That's why I'm pursuing this. 30 and 40 times deuterium is suggestive of a different kind of water, isn't it?
It's just a water with an extra, I think, neutron in it. That's all. It's an isotope. And it's a different isotope of water. So they have a different quantities. It means the conditions when the solar system formed were different. You're trying to, I think, make this into more than it is, John. It's really is just indicating that the infinite variety of the universe produces infinite variety. And even though we can find solar systems, we're going to find they're all going to be different.
The science board, is that what it was? The National Science Foundation, entire governing board, asked to leave the room. Why?
All right. So this is interesting. This is politics, but it's significant. The National Science Foundation has a National Science Board made up of 24 people that are appointed by the president. Donald Trump this past weekend fired them all. He sent them out an email and said, I'm writing to inform you that your position as a member of the National Science Board is terminated, effective immediately. Thank you for your service. Of course, there's a lot of howling about how he's destroying science. But the fact is, these guys work for the president. And it seems that the board came out publicly against Trump's proposed budget cuts at the National Science Foundation. Well, Trump is the elected legal president. He has the authority to decide. He's the one who should determine this, not them. They don't want to work for the boss. They have to leave. And that's what's exactly happened. They've been fired. You don't have to agree with Trump on the cuts, but he is the boss. He was elected. He's the legal president, and he's decided to do it. And if you're going to fight it, well, your boss is going to say goodbye, and that's exactly what's happened.
Bob, one final question about the Golden Dome. Does that have a space station element to it? Do you know?
Once again, we're at the preliminary stages. We do not know what designs they're going to come up with. I doubt the space stations will be involved in that because they're just big targets. This is going to be something that's many, many satellites for safety and redundancy and difficult to take down.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.